Welcome back to Tip TV Finance. We're here with James Hughes, Chief Market Strategist at GKFX. How are you today, James?
Not so bad, Zach. Thank you very much. Not so bad.
Right. We've got a melt up in the stock market. Even the FTSE's managed to go up as well. DAX up, Dow, new records, S&P, etc. Is it too good to last?
Oh, it's always too good to last. Of course, eventually something will turn it back round. But unfortunately, it's hard to find anything that's really going to dent any of the good feeling at the moment. I think whether you're trying to put this down to still the Donald Trump rally or whether you're trying to find another excuse for the markets rallying, I think the one key thing is that they are rallying. And the problem is that on the upside, and as we go towards the upside and we move so strongly that way, without too much focus really behind it, that when we turn around eventually, and of course we will turn around, the worry is that the downside could be pretty aggressive. And that's my only concern as these markets start to rally, is that it's not necessarily built on too much in the way of fundamental data or anything particularly strong underneath it. We're just rallying for the sake of rallying at the moment. So once that does turn around, and once we do get a little bit more negative, there's potential that this could unwind pretty aggressively.
But that's what we've been fearing for the last 7-8 years. But every time something happens, for instance, with the latest Italian referendum result, which is a negative, the central banks come in and pump in more money. So that's the stock market keeps going up.
Yeah, I think the big worrying point the other side is the fact that, of course, with Italy, what's going to happen politically? I mean, once an election does come, we've got this five-star movement with Beppe Grillo, who wants to take Italy out of the euro and the potential referendum around that. So, and it's not necessarily the fear of that actually happening, although it could. But it's the fear of the uncertainty, if you like, and that's the problem. We know the only thing that really drags the markets to the downside is the uncertainty. As you say, the central banks can prop up anything else which comes and gives us any sort of downside and tends to threaten anything. But the uncertainty, the not knowing, like Brexit, is the only thing that really does cause the markets to fall that aggressively. And that could be the issue going forward with Italy. But of course, there's so many other things at the moment as well. Looking at the US, we're still looking at this being on the back of a Donald Trump rally. So, I mean, at one point, something will have to come out from the US, and again, it inevitably will do, and that will drag things down.
I just want to look at the other markets. Still got gold on the back foot. WTI has come off the top of the range, so that OPEC rally didn't last either. What's your view on the commodities area at the moment?
Yeah, I mean, I think everything focuses on the non-OPEC meeting, and of course, we've had an OPEC deal, but I think none of us really are taking that with too much in the way of certainty, because I think we're waiting for the non-OPEC deal, because both sides have to agree for this to happen, and the OPEC members have already said we'll only do this if the non-OPEC members do this as well. So we have to wait for that meeting to see exactly when that will come out. And the problem is, yet again, it's a situation where we're looking at the oil price and this output cut, but of course Saudi Arabia upped the output, and now we've cut it back to the levels that it was at previously. So it isn't enough in terms of the output cuts to push the price any higher than the $55-$60 that could be the absolute highs there. So we're not going to get $100 oil off the back of what's happened and these potential cuts which are coming from both sides. So I think we still range at around sort of $50 to $40 in terms of the oil price, because we're just not doing enough, or OPEC aren't doing enough to get this price to move any higher and break out of those upside ranges.
Right, just finally, we had the vote on Article 50 yesterday. That seems to have cleared the air as far as what Britain is doing in Brexit. Does that make the pound a better place now to go for?
Not necessarily. I don't think it makes the pound a better place, because, I mean, what we have to remember is all of this is still posturing around whether we're going to exit or not exit the EU. We all knew we were going to exit the EU, and even if the vote had gone the other way, eventually Britain will exit the EU. And of course, the key point is we still have no idea about what that means. and what the deals are, and anything after Article 50 is invoked, we have no clue of what's going to be there. So still, as I said before, the uncertainty is the issue that makes the pound a slightly worrying place to be trading. Okay, it gives us the volatility a little bit, it gives us some swings, makes it range as it has been the last few weeks or so, but it makes it particularly uncertain, and those uncertain areas are always difficult to trade in.
James Hughes, Chief Market Strategist at GKFX, thank you very much for speaking with us today.
Thank you very much.